Miriam, Moses and Aaron's sister, had been struck with leprosy. Because of the jealous attitude she and Aaron had displayed towards their younger brother. But Moses pleaded for her to the Lord, and 7 days later she was healed and came back to the camp. After she returned, the pillar of cloud lifted from above the tabernacle, and the children of Israel continued their journey towards the promised land. They arrived at Kadesh, to the north of the desert of Paran, and reached the borders of the promised land. At God's command, Moses chose 12 men from among the leaders of the children of Israel, one man for each tribe. He said to them, "Go into the land of Canaan and see what it is like, and whether the people who live there are strong or weak, few or many. What kind of land do they live in? Is it good or bad? What kind of towns do they have? Are they unwalled or fortified? How is the soil? Is it fertile or poor? Are there trees on it or not? Do your best to bring back some of the fruit of the land." So the 12 men went up and explored the land from the south right up to Rehob in the far north. They went through the whole country and returned 40 days later, bringing with them some figs, pomegranates, and grapes. They had never seen such good fruit. In the valley of Eshcol, they cut off a branch bearing a single cluster of grapes, which was carried by 2 men on a pole. On their return, the spies went to Moses and Aaron and the whole Israelite community in the camp at Kadesh and showed them the fruit. "We went into the land to which you sent us," they said, "and it does flow with milk and honey. But the people who live there are powerful and very big and strong, and the cities are fortified. We even saw some Anakim there. These people, the descendants of Anak, were very tall and strong. With other giant races, they had lived in parts of Palestine before the Israelites took over the country and exterminated them." On hearing there were giants, the people began to murmur against Moses. Caleb, one of the explorers, spoke up and said, "We should go up and take possession of the land, for we can certainly do it." But the other men who had gone with him said, "We can't attack those people. They are stronger than we are." All the men who had gone to spy out the land, except 2, Caleb and Joshua, spread a bad report among the Israelites and discouraged the people. "The land we explored," they said, "devours those living in it. All the people we saw there are very big and strong. Compared to them, we felt like grasshoppers, and they thought so too." Then the whole assembly began to weep. All night long the people cried aloud, moaning and grumbling against Moses and Aaron. "If only we had died in Egypt or in this desert," they said. "Why is the Lord bringing us to this land, only to let us fall by the sword? Our wives and children will be taken as plunder. Wouldn't it be better for us to go back to Egypt?" The Israelites went on complaining about Moses and Aaron and speaking against the Lord. Never once did they think of imploring God's help, nor did they remember how the Lord had brought them out of Egypt with mighty signs and wonders, and had been with them to provide for their needs in the desert. So they said to each other, "We should choose a leader and go back to Egypt." Next episode, the people's punishment.